drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid May 1st through May 31st. Most vehicles per axle. $60 instant per axle discount reflected in point of sale. Not to be combined with any other offer on same product. No cash value. Offer void or prohibited. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Ryder. A must-win Game 5 of the East Finals for the Celtics against the Cavs tonight in Boston and on ESPN Radio with coverage coming up at 7:30 Eastern. LeBron James and Kyrie Irving have both been dominant throughout most of the series. ESPN's Jackie McMullen on a Cavs player that she thinks deserves more praise.
We don't like to talk about Kevin Love for whatever reason. Right. I think LeBron and Kyrie, both of their games are a little flashier. But Kevin Love, forget about the offense and the threes, which we know he can do. Look what he's doing on the glass. I mean, he's putting up the numbers that he put up when he was an all-star in Minnesota. And defensively, he's improved so much. He deserves a lot more credit than he's getting.
Kevin Love averaging close to 24 points and 13 rebounds in the series against the Celtics. And Boston rookie forward Jaylen Brown is available to play tonight. He was questionable with a hip injury. Golden State acting head coach Mike Brown asked today about Cavs head coach Tyronn Lue, saying that the Celtics are tougher to defend than the Warriors. Brown said, quote, that's his opinion. It's cute. NFL, after spending all seven seasons of his career with the Giants, receiver Victor Cruz has agreed on a one-year deal with the Bears. Buffalo has signed former Niners linebacker Gerald Hodges. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports it's a one-year contract. Stanley Cup playoffs, decisive Game 7 of the East Finals tonight at Pittsburgh. Penguins against the Senators. Ottawa 0-5 all-time in Game 7s. Plenty of day baseball, including the Cubs beating the Giants 5-1. Chris Bryant slugged his 11th home run. In 11 innings, Phillies get past the Rockies 2-1 on a Tommy Joseph walk-off single. Mariners head to five-game losing streak. They defeated the Nationals 4-2.
The NBA Eastern Conference Finals on ESPN Radio. Game 5 of the Celtics and Cavaliers. Today at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Presented by Dell.
Looking good, Mr. King of the Hill. Mr. DXL Shopperman. Mr. Sharp Dressing. Confidence oozing, style swaggering, fashion stud. Looking good. All the brands you love, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Find the best selection of shorts from top brands like True Religion, Tommy Bahama, and Nautica.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
All right, guys, from the top again.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Tommy, that's not the song, man. Again.
Take me out of this garage.
Come on, man.
Cold drafts, root beers, nacho chips, and cheese. Girls to meet and a nice cool breeze.
Come on, dudes, talk a field.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. For tickets, go to twinsbaseball.com.
This Memorial Day, shopping at Deary Brothers Ford Lincoln of Iowa City will really pay off. And we mean big time. Now through 3 p.m. on Memorial Day, save on every vehicle, new or used. Any type of vehicle you're looking for, we have it. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. All marked at prices you just got to see to believe. Used cars starting at $33.95. Up to 9,000 off new cars. New Ford Escape starting at $19,967. 0% financing for 72 months. Now through Memorial Day, open 9 to 3 Monday at Deary Ford, Iowa City. Or online at DearyFord.com.
Napa Know-How.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa Know-How. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa Know-How, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
When you run a growing business, you wear a lot of hats. The I ordered it hat, the Mr. Fix-It hat,
It's taken care of because I handled it yesterday hat. My favorite hat? My, I received an order from Granger hat. I look my best in that one. Granger's got the products I need and gets me them when I need them, no matter what hat I'm wearing that day. You know what? I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How!
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Missing that spring in your step? Time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort and support. It lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. Only at a Sleep Number store. It's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700 plus special financing. Ends Monday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum payments required. See store for details.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
I'm IndyCar driver Marco Andretti, and when the voice in my stomach asks for a snack, I grab all-natural Oberto beef jerky, the most delicious lean protein around. Oberto is packed with savory cuts of lean beef that satisfies my hunger for 500 miles. When the voice in your stomach says it wants a nutritious snack, drive as fast as you can, or I mean drive responsibly, to your nearest retailer and pick up a bag of all-natural Oberto beef jerky.
Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
It's 6:07, and hour number 3 of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is underway. We'll take you up until 7 o'clock tonight. NBA Eastern Conference Finals action on tap. The Boston Celtics looking to keep their season alive, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll have it for you here on KGYM. And that's our poll question today. Does Cleveland close it out tonight? Yes or no? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Alex, I think I know where you stand on this one.
I'm going to go with yes. And I haven't looked at the results on KGYMradio.com, but I'm guessing that will be the majority answer. It's just a hunch.
Yeah, I think most of our listeners are smart enough to know that the Celtics are probably living on borrowed time. As a matter of fact, could you say that it was an upset that the series got as far as it did?
Oh, there's no question.
Okay.
When the Celtics lost Isaiah Thomas after losing, just getting absolutely thrashed in the first two games of the series in Boston on their home court, I thought, okay, well, we're headed for a sweep, and the Cleveland Cavaliers are just going to absolutely mop the floor with the Boston Celtics without Isaiah Thomas, who got hurt in game number 2. So for the Celtics to come out in game number 3 and steal one, whether LeBron was sick or not sick, was a huge upset. And we've seen that happen a couple times in the past with LeBron-led teams. The Chicago Bulls come to mind a few seasons ago when they were the 4 seed without Derrick Rose and without Joakim Noah. Both of those players were hurt, and the Bulls stole game 1. They're not going to steal another one. The Bulls didn't steal another one. The Celtics didn't steal another one, or aren't going to steal another one. And hopefully I'm right about this, so we can finally get to some meaningful NBA playoff basketball.
Yeah, I got to imagine that this is not going to be much of a contest tonight either, but I keep going back to Brad Stevens, and I think he's sort of the X factor here, because how many times when Stevens was at Butler did people write the Bulldogs off when they weren't
the most talented team on the floor. Now, the NBA is a different animal, but I do think that he has the ability to get the most out of his team, but they're playing a little shorthanded, and literally and figuratively, and they're going up against arguably, look, I know Boston's the one seed. Semantics.
Doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything. And they're going up against a team, I think, that suddenly is playing motivated because they did lose game three of the series. And they sort of took that as a personal challenge to their manhood. And when that happens and you've got a player as great as LeBron James, who may or may not have been sick, I don't know whether you're trying to build his mythology or whether he actually was sick, but they are so much more than just him. And you look at what Kyrie Irving did the other night, and it's an uphill climb for the Celtics, which leads me to Cavaliers and Warriors.
I've heard a lot of people say, okay, well, this is the Warriors. They're going to dispatch of the Cavaliers pretty easily, using the justification as to go back to the Miami Heat when they beat the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals, and then came back the next year. The Spurs came back the next year and beat the Miami Heat pretty easily in the NBA Finals that year. This time around, you look at a Warriors team that probably should have won last year. They've heard all season. They've heard for 365 days. Well, not quite, but once we get to that point, they will have heard for a year straight how they blew a 3-1 lead. Steph Curry wasn't healthy last year, and this is a team now with Kevin Durant. And I look at this on paper and I say, the Warriors should win this. But LeBron. And Kyrie Irving, if he can play like he did in the finals last year, they have a chance. And now Kevin Love is starting to play a little bit more confident. If you remember last year, Kevin Love was a non-factor in the finals. He was awful. He was not good offensively. He wasn't good defensively. His rebounding numbers were down. And all of a sudden, he is playing very confidently, not only shooting the basketball, but he pulled down 17 rebounds the other night, too. That's the X factor for the Cavaliers, because if he plays like that, then Cleveland can make this a series. Cleveland has a chance to win the series. If he doesn't, Golden State is going to have an easier path. I hope it's a long series. I hope it's a fun series. I don't know which way to go right now. My gut tells me that LeBron is going to make it a series. My head tells me the Golden State's going to win. We'll see.
Is there anybody out there tonight who's convinced that Boston wins? 319-366-1600. And I'm not talking about the series. Is there anybody out there who has a feeling Boston is going to extend this series beyond tonight? We want to hear from you on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That number, 366-1600. Some Major League Baseball from earlier today. The Cubs beat the Giants at Wrigley Field again. 5-1 Chicago, now 4 games over .500. Seems as if they've righted the ship, although rookie Ian Happ has started to come back down to earth a little bit. The Rays over Los Angeles, that would be the Angels, not the Dodgers, 4-0. Philadelphia, a 2-1 victor at home over Colorado. Pittsburgh beat Atlanta at SunTrust Ballpark 9-4, and Seattle doubled up Washington in our nation's capital 4-2. Cardinals will be taking on the Dodgers tonight. That's been a really good series. St. Louis broke out the bats last night in a victory, helping to atone for that extra inning loss to the Dodgers the night before. Milwaukee is hosting Arizona at Miller Park, and the Tigers are on the road at Houston tonight. About half of Major League Baseball is off today. Cincinnati at Cleveland wound up getting rained out, so no news on Scott Schebler and the Cincinnati Reds today. However, we do have news from the world of television game shows. This is a big one, Alex.
Is it Breaking news?
It's not breaking
okay,
news.
Okay, well, I'll play the sounder.
It was earlier today, but the Price is Right record on the game Plinko fell today. Are you familiar with Plinko?
I'm familiar with the Price is Right.
Who is the current host of the Price is Right?
It's not Bob Barker.
That's correct. So you're familiar with the Bob Barker version and not the
because
current.
Of Happy Gilmore.
Because
of Happy Gilmore.
Okay,
yes.
I'll give you that. Drew Carey is the current host of The Price is Right. So today, a TV weatherman by the name of Ryan, I don't see the story with the last name here. I just know that he's a weatherman and his name is Ryan. He's playing Plinko. For those who may not know, it's probably the single most popular game on The Price is Right. People lose their minds when Plinko rolls around, and you earn chips to put down the board, and it hits the pegs, and it shuffles its way, and there are various dollar totals at the bottom of the board from $0 to $10,000. Not only did this gentleman collect all of the chips to play, maximizing his ability to win money, three of them landed in the $10,000 slot, and he walked away from The Price is Right today with a cool $31,500.
And you said that's a record?
That is the Price is Right record for Plinko.
I hate to do this, and I'm sorry to people who watch The Price is Right.
Don't do it, because they are very, very loyal to that program. Rabid fans. They had it at the U.S. Cellular Center downtown a while back. The traveling version of it. And people...
I didn't know it was still on.
People lost their... You didn't know that The Price is Right was still on TV.
I just figured that after Bob Barker... How can you replace a guy like Bob Barker?
Well, you can't replace Bob Barker. This would be a good time to remind everybody to have your pet spayed or neutered. Drew Carey has done a pretty good job. It's
Drew Carey?
Name me a game show that is more popular than The Price is Right. I'm not buying Wheel of Fortune. I'm not buying Jeopardy.
Whose line is it anyway?
I'm not buying Wheel of Fish, which was in the movie UHF. Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. Whose line is it anyway? No. Card Sharks? Nope. Press Your Luck? Uh-uh. It's The Price is Right. Price is Right is the king of all game shows. Plinko is the king of all game show games. And today, a dorky-looking TV weatherman walked away with $31,500.
And that's a record. So congratulations to that dorky TV weatherman, whoever, whatever his name may be.
Now, I was trying to figure out the timeline here. We used to work with a guy whose sole ambition in life is to make it on Jeopardy. He wants to get on Jeopardy.
Brent Bloom?
No. Worked with somebody here in the building.
Okay.
I didn't want to get too specific. Would ya? This is a bonus would ya here in hour number three. Alex Kuhn, would you ever put yourself in a position to be on a game show?
A game show? Yeah. I wouldn't want to be, because I believe that one of the would you questions from this past year was, would I want to be on one of these dating shows like The Bachelorette or the Bachelor?
Yeah, I think we asked, would you ever go on a dating show?
Absolutely not. But a game show, I don't see why not. Unless it was Jeopardy, because you know what? I probably don't have any of those answers. I'm not much of a history buff or a science buff.
There's always sports.
No, but yeah, well, even then, like sports history, I'm not saying that I'm completely clueless about sports history, but it's not my strength. And I know that on Jeopardy, that's going to be 99% of the content or the questions that are asked. So probably not Jeopardy, but if it's a game of chance, if it's me just guessing things that like The Price is Right, absolutely. Would you, Tyler or Todd? Oh my goodness.
Would I? Yeah. I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna let that go. I know it's been a very distracting day.
It's been a very distracting
day. With the
Iowa
baseball game sort of in limbo, and we were wondering if they were ever going to play today. So I'm going to give you a pass on that.
Thank you.
I am not sure that I could ever put myself in a position to be on a game show because I'm not interesting enough, nor do I want to fake being interesting enough to be on a lot of these shows. And what they want is they want people who are outgoing and exuberant, and I'm neither one of those things, but they also want people to sort of, I don't want to say play dumb, but walk you through each one of the decisions. So like if the question is the sky red, blue, green, or yellow? They don't want someone to just be like, the answer is blue. They would rather have someone that sort of agonized, well, the last time that I looked out the window, it was sort of this pinkish hue, but I'm not going to say that it's red and no, yellow's not an option. Oh, I'm torn here. I'm going to go with blue, and I just can't fake it. I would not be able to do that. So
I think, you know what? I think you're selling yourself short a little bit. And I have proof to back this up.
The situation is you're on a game show.
Exactly.
The relationship is the relationship.
These are
is,
seven things.
You know what? I miss improv guy. We had, if you didn't hear us talking about it in the past, we had to take. Well, we didn't have to take. I don't want to say this is mandatory, where management had a gun to our head. It was only pointed at our back. We had to take improv classes for 4 weeks. And it was a 90-minute session every Thursday here in the building, and I actually enjoyed it.
I did too. And
but I enjoyed the process of watching my coworkers sort of twist in the wind more than I actually enjoyed doing the improv myself. And nobody twisted in the wind more than my co-host. You were not exactly in your comfort zone on day one.
Very true.
But by the fourth and final day, you had sort of emerged from your shell. You weren't total Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle at that point, but you had at least poked your head out and had risen up to meet the challenge, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah, I think the first day when there's four of us standing up at the front of the class, and one person starts a story, and then the next person standing next to that person has to continue the story. The story started with talking about princesses, and then I made it into a princess going to an Arkansas football game where guns were allowed. That was not my finest work. I kind of dropped the ball on that one. And
yeah.
If I was actually being graded in that class,
and here,
I probably would have gotten
here was
enough.
The deal on that. When you try to bring in real-life scenarios from the sports world into a room where not a lot of people follow the sports world, they were looking at you like, what, the guns at a football? What are you talking about?
But the
about?
Problem was, I was looking at them like princesses. What?
Exactly.
Come on.
And meanwhile,
let's talk about real life.
Meanwhile, during all of this, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line has taken a deep dive into the discussion of greatest TV game shows of all time, and I'm seeing a lot of suggestions here for the Family Feud. Family Feud is a good game show. I don't want to disparage anything that Richard Dawson or any of the other hosts of that program have done. I think Steve Harvey is the current host, but it's not The Price is Right. People aren't traveling from all over in crazy t-shirts and jumping up and down and come on down for the Family Feud.
Do they actually pull random people out of the crowd?
They do, yeah. Our next contestant on The Price is Right, Alex Kuhn, come on down. And then you go down to the stage and then they bring in the prize and they say, we've got Wingman here. And they describe Wingman, and then you have to say
$125 value,
yeah, $124.95. And then the bell rings, and well, somebody got it right on the nose. They used to give, I think it was $100 or $500 if you got the price right on the nose, but I can't remember whether that's the case or not. Basically, I only watch the prices right now when I'm at the dentist office because the TV is always on Channel 9. And I think it's Channel 9 or Channel 2. I can't remember what channel the Price is Right is on. I think it's CBS, so it'd be Channel 2. 624. You're listening, hopefully, still, to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. When we come back, we'll get you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Talk a little Major League Baseball and then set the table for Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight in the NBA as Boston looks to stave off elimination and force a sixth game with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Back after this.
More coffee?
Thanks, Janet. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on MediaCom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does MediaCom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get MediaCom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new MediaCom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call MediaCom for more details.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Kids with diabetes face a more challenging path than their friends. Help find a cure to make their lives easier and join the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's Cruising for a Cure June 3rd. There'll be a car show, pancake breakfast, silent auction, cakewalk, and more.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
When you're standing in the driveway late for work because your garage door won't go down, you don't have time for big door company games. So call Olinger Garage Doors, a small company with dedicated folks who are ready to roll up their sleeves and get you on your way. And they only use the best from North Central brand products. Olinger Garage Doors, based in Newhall, serving Cedar Rapids and the surrounding areas, is now hiring installers and service people who'd like to join their team. Olinger GarageDoors.com.
627, a Thursday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing here on KGYM. Dan Zimborski of ESPN.com, their national baseball writer, will be with us on the program tomorrow, along with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. And hopefully you will join us as well. We're going to be at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. It'll be another edition of the KGYM Road Trip, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in, maybe grab a bite to eat. Happy hour starts at 3 o'clock. Alex and I will be on stage doing the show from 4 until 7. Happy hour, by the way, means $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. And given the way that the Cardinals have been playing lately and the Iowa baseball team, I have a feeling our host will be in a very good mood tomorrow. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Good news for the Iowa baseball team. The Hawkeyes held off number 4 seed Maryland today in the double elimination Big Ten baseball tournament, winning 9-8. By virtue of an eighth-inning sacrifice fly to right field by Matt Hogue, the Hawkeyes advance to take on number 1 seed and regular season Big Ten champion Nebraska tomorrow at Bart Kauffman Field in Bloomington, Indiana. Maryland drops into the loser's bracket. They take on the Purdue Boilermakers. That game starting shortly in Bloomington. Those two teams were supposed to play last night, but the game got rained out, and then today's Michigan-Indiana game lasted a Big Ten record 4.5 hours, and went 13 innings, a Big Ten tournament record. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have announced that infielder Jermaine Palacios has been named the Minnesota Twins Minor League Player of the Month. Colonels also announced a couple roster moves after yesterday's 3-2 loss to the Clinton Lumber Kings. Pitcher Tyler Beardsley goes to the disabled list. Outfielder Shane Carrier heads to extended spring training. The Colonels and the Lumber Kings close out their four-game series tonight at 6:35. And the Iowa State football program landed another in-state commitment, this time from West Des Moines Dowling offensive lineman Zach Ross. 24/7 Sports ranks the 6'4", 290-pound Ross as a three-star prospect. So Matt Campbell doing some work on the recruiting trail and the in-state recruiting trail. He's up the ante. We talked about this 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, whatever, however you want to look at the timeline, when he was brought in. And one of the things that he wanted to emphasize was trying to go toe-to-toe with Iowa and to lock down some of the top in-state talent, and some early offers, once again, starting to pay some dividends.
It'll be interesting to see kind of how these two programs clash now on the recruiting trail with Matt Campbell at the helm. And last week we talked to Sean Keeler of the Land of 10, who basically said that the Iowa-Nebraska rivalry needed kind of what Brian Ferentz did on the radio a few weeks ago in Des Moines. A few more slings and arrows, stirring the pot a little bit more. I agree with him. I'm going to be interested to see how it affects the Iowa-Iowa State rivalry as well, especially with Iowa State, and in my opinion, on the rise. Iowa not really sure the direction that they're going to go next year, and we'll see what direction it heads with all the question marks on the offensive side of the football. So I think there are two rivalries that have been stirred up a little bit. Actually, three if you throw Minnesota and PJ Fleck in there as well. So I agree. And
Elite.
Now, speaking of PJ Fleck, wouldn't it be great if we could get PJ Fleck on KGYM?
If I had to wager right now, if you told me, A, it was confirmed, and it's not quite, but I think we will be back at Big Ten Media Days again this year in Chicago, because it's worked out really well the last couple years, and I think the show has, for the most part, been compelling when we've been there. But I got to think that PJ would come on the airwaves, especially given an opportunity to chat with folks in Eastern Iowa, to let them hear his voice. And maybe, I don't want to necessarily bait the trap here, but maybe he would appreciate an opportunity to maybe get a dig back in at the Iowa football program after Brian Ferentz. Look, you mentioned it. It stirred up a little bit of a hornet's nest. Now, Mike Riley at Nebraska didn't take the bait, and you know that all too well, having covered him at Oregon State. But Iowa State, I think, got a little riled up about this. And I think Minnesota, there were some stories that were written in the Twin Cities over Brian Ferentz's comments about offering kids early on the recruiting trail, and that's not the way that Iowa does things, although they do benefit from some early offers. They just don't put as many of them out there as programs like Minnesota and Iowa State do. But there's nothing wrong with injecting a little rivalry nonsense, especially in May when there's not a whole lot going on. As we reminded everybody today, it is 100 days until kickoff for the Iowa football season. 100 days from today, they will have been putting the finishing touches on the field at Kinnick Stadium. The game will most likely have been in the books by now, since we're probably looking at an early kickoff for the Wyoming game. But we'll see. I think the big question is, how fast will these next 99 days fly by? Because before you know it, we will be in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days, and then we'll be in Iowa City in August for Iowa's Media Day. And the next thing you know, we'll fall back into the routine of hearing from Kirk Ferentz on Tuesday and taking phone calls and texts all week long, people complaining about the team, and I wouldn't have it any other way. 6:34, we'll step aside when we come back. A little Major League Baseball talk and more as we put the finishing touches on a Thursday edition of the show.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
Napa Know How.
That's not heavy metal music or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and 50 bucks back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Missing that spring in your step? Time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort and support. It lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. Only at a Sleep Number store. It's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700 plus special financing. Ends Monday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum payments required. See store for details.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
I'm IndyCar driver Marco Andretti, and when the voice in my stomach asks for a snack, I grab all-natural Oberto beef jerky, the most delicious lean protein around. Oberto is packed with savory cuts of lean beef that satisfies my hunger for 500 miles. When the voice in your stomach says it wants a nutritious snack, drive as fast as you can, drive responsibly, to your nearest retailer and pick up a bag of all-natural Oberto beef jerky.
Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
6:37, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on a Thursday, beautiful Thursday. The sun is out and everything, going to be a good night to get out of the door as quickly as I can tonight and go home and take advantage of the nice weather to maybe finally get that jungle in the front yard trimmed up. Iowa baseball, a winner today over Maryland, 9-8. The Hawkeyes will probably head back to the hotel and grab an early dinner and turn in tonight, because if the tournament stays on schedule, they will play number one seed Nebraska tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Time.
Woof. Well, I guess it's better than what Maryland's having to do, playing a game right now against Purdue to keep their season alive.
Yeah, they went back into the clubhouse, threw the red tops on with the pinstriped pants that they wore in game one today, and have turned around to take on the Boilermakers. Purdue, the 8th seed. Maryland, the 4 seed. It is a double elimination tournament, so Maryland and Purdue can both work their way back onto the winning side of the bracket. Iowa can remain on the winner's side of the bracket as long as it continues winning. And the key here is if the Hawkeyes are able to beat Nebraska tomorrow, they will advance to Saturday to face the winner of the 9th game of the tournament, which, if I have the schedule correctly, is the loser of Game 7 or the winner of Game 5. So Game 5 would be Indiana and Michigan, and that was played earlier today. So Indiana will be playing, and the loser of Game 7 would be Minnesota or Northwestern, and that is coming up later on tonight. So it gets a little complicated at this point as far as keeping tabs of when and where Iowa would play. The big key here is that had Iowa played last night when it was supposed to and then advanced to today, they would have had, or I'm sorry, to tomorrow, they would have had today off to rest. They lost that by getting rained out last night. So an unfortunate situation for the Hawkeyes, but Rick Heller will rally the troops and have them ready to go tomorrow morning. And that means that we'll likely have results to talk about when we're at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. Stop on and say hi to us, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, as we have another edition of the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Cyclone Tim is chiming in on our discussion about Iowa State and Iowa and recruiting. And I think he's got a good point, although I don't necessarily agree with comments about Brian Ferentz himself. But competition by the Cyclones was never allowed by the entitled Hawkeye program.
As someone who was an outsider until 7 or 8 years ago, I'd never understood why was that? Well, why did Iowa State refuse, or not refuse, but why did those two never clash on the recruiting trail?
They did, but not very often. And there was sort of this unspoken detente, and they oftentimes would go after different styles of kids, and they just sort of kept their distance from one another. And I think Matt Campbell, look, when you take over a program that's sort of in the doldrums, I don't think there's any sort of about it. Iowa State was trending in the wrong direction when Matt Campbell was handed the reins to the program. The first thing that you want to do is you need to change the culture. And I think one of the things that you look through throughout history at guys who came in and did that, they ultimately make their program successful. And Hayden Fry, when he came to Iowa, put a target on the back of Michigan and Ohio State and made it his goal to be competitive against those two teams. But he also had those games, the non-conference games like Nebraska, where guys were happy that the game was close. And basically Hayden Fry flipped out and said, there's no moral victories here. What are you talking about? Just because it's a close game, you still lost. And that was the culture change that was needed in Iowa City in the late 70s and the early 80s. And then that program eventually gained the confidence to compete at the highest level in the Big Ten. And that's why Wisconsin and Northwestern and other programs throughout the years have sort of tried to emulate what Iowa's done. So you've got Matt Campbell saying we need to change the culture here. And when he looks and sees that there's sort of this unwritten rule about stay in your lane, to borrow from LeVar Ball. And Matt Campbell is not going to stay in his lane. And I don't necessarily think that the Hawkeyes felt entitled to recruits within the state, but for a long period of time, they dominated in-state recruiting. And now, look, it's 2017, and look at the enrollments at the two schools. And Iowa State is a much more attractive option now as far as attending college goes than it was 10, even probably 6 or 7 years ago. It just, things have changed, and you've got all these stories at Iowa and bad headlines, whether it's athletics or whether it's academic, and students are choosing to go to Iowa State. Students are choosing to go to Northern Iowa. And Iowa, just as a school, as an institution, I'm talking academically for the most part, not athletics. But you just get the sense that Iowa's sort of stuck in the mud and it's spinning its wheels. And there are other schools that are getting traction. And the landscape is changing. And you either recognize that and you try to get out in front of it, or you react to it. And I think for the longest time, on both sides of the river in Iowa City, they've been a reactionary group. And that's not good, in my opinion. I would rather be two or three steps out in front of something than to be reacting to it. And I think Matt Campbell is doing a very good job of changing the culture. You can change the culture, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about wins and losses. And that's why I think this is a big year for Iowa State, because when you look at them, I think that team can win six games and go to a bowl this year.
I absolutely do, too.
They've got enough talent. Look, Alan Lazard is a special player. And you've got Kamari Cotton-Moya, who's also a special player. It takes one guy on both sides of the football, and it's going to put you in a position to win some games. Now, they're going to need to take care of business in the non-conference, and guess what that usually entails?
Beating Iowa.
And that game over the last 19 years has been a coin toss, literally and figuratively, and it doesn't matter whether the game's in Iowa City or whether the game is in Ames. But that game is being circled, has been circled on the calendars for a long time in Ames, especially this year. Matt Campbell looking for that statement win over the Hawkeyes, and it's going to be one more feather in that program's cap, as again, it goes back to changing the culture there.
I just, going back to that original point, when Iowa State is hiring a football coach, I don't care whether it's Dan McCartney or Paul Rhodes or whoever, and there is some kind of unspoken rule or unspoken agreement that they're not going to recruit the Iowa kids, that should be a red flag number one, not to hire that person. What coach comes in, especially a coach of a major Power 5 university in any state, and says, yeah, well, we really don't want to try to go after some of these best recruits in the state. We'll leave that for another school in another conference. And Iowa has been a good program, but we're not talking about a program that recruits like Alabama. This isn't a UAB going up against an Alabama. This is Iowa State going up against Iowa. Iowa's been a good, but not an elite program. So that just doesn't make sense to me. And I think that's great for Iowa State to finally go out and get a guy like Matt Campbell that can change that. Because if they're going to succeed, they're going to have to get pull some of the recruits out of Iowa and some of the areas that University of Iowa only recruited in the past. And that is going to lead to the culture change more than anything. Yes, Matt Campbell can change the mentality of the program. He can do this, he can do that. But unless you get good players into your program, it doesn't matter. And he's starting to get good players into his program.
We mentioned this story earlier and didn't really get a chance to get into it. And then I was thinking whether I wanted to go near it with a 10-foot pole, but it's of interest enough that I think it's worth bringing up. And that's the WHO in Des Moines had this story about Iowa tight end Noah Fant basically being threatened at gunpoint at a park in Omaha. And by trying to paraphrase here, I would do a massive disservice to it, because you're probably hearing this and you're saying, what? So WHO has the story on their website, and it just says an Omaha man is facing charges for allegedly threatening a Hawkeye football player with a gun at a public park. According to a report from the Omaha Police Department, Noah Fant says he was in the park Tuesday evening when a man approached him, pulled out a handgun, pointed it at him, and told him to leave the park. Fant says the man told him that he had a permit to carry the weapon. And then it goes on, he was identified, officers searched the area and spotted someone who matched the description provided by Noah run into a house. Police were able to talk to the man's mother, who convinced him to come to the door. Officers reported the man, 23-year-old Matthew Trimble, was heavily intoxicated and placed him in the back of their cruiser for their own safety. Trimble's mother says her son told her that he had confronted a group he believed to be smoking marijuana in the park. She agreed to turn over his handgun to officers, Police say the gun was loaded with one round in the chamber and 11 in the magazine. Trimble is being charged with one count of making a terroristic threat with a firearm. What in the hell?
His justification was that he was confronting someone smoking weed?
Yes. Which, it says nothing about Noah Fant actually smoking marijuana, I want to be very clear about that. That's his story.
And that's a bad story regardless.
What in the absolute hell has the world come to where people think that this is okay? And again, I don't want everybody out there rushing to get on the gun story here, because I've made my stance very clear. I am not anti-gun. I am anti-idiots with guns. And if it were up to me, this guy would never touch another one in his life. And I don't want to cast aspersions here, but intoxicated and guns in my world don't mix.
Terrible. Just terrible.
Bad
mixture.
Idea. And the fact that this thing was loaded and there was one in the chamber tells me that this guy was really close to making a terrible mistake. And God only knows what his rationale for it was, but we live in a very strange time where people have been emboldened to do some very, very strange things. And I don't know whether this case falls into that category or not, or whether we're just talking about one guy out there who has issues. And I would hope that he's able to get those issues addressed and under control, whatever they may be, because I don't want to sit here and guess about somebody's mental health or what's going on in their life that would cause this type of thing. But put yourself in the position of Noah Fant.
Terrifying.
Absolutely. I can't think of what that must have been like. And this is the second incident in a year where a Hawkeye football player has basically stared down a gun, because Faith Akakiti was mistaken. And then you've got another story there, because that brings in law enforcement, and I don't want to open Pandora's box, especially when there's only 9 minutes left in the program tonight. But what type of world are we living in where twice in a calendar year football players wind up staring down a loaded gun and they've done nothing wrong?
A crazy one. A world, as we've talked about it in the sports world with LeVar Ball, and we've talked about it with several other cases, a world that is right now obsessed with crazy, that likes crazy, and we're seeing the result of it right now.
319-366-1600. We're going to step aside. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Get your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Set the table for Game 5 between the Celts and the Cavs, and remind you what's coming up tomorrow during the KGYM road trip at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM.
More coffee?
Thanks, Janet. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom, because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video and music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Kids with diabetes face a more challenging path than their friends. Help find a cure to make their lives easier and join the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's Cruising for a Cure June 3rd. There'll be a car show, pancake breakfast, silent auction, cakewalk, and more.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
The next Cedar Rapids Colonels player we're going to have on the program, we've got to talk to Tommy Watkins about this on Tuesday, is outfielder Jalen Davis, because he has homered again tonight.
Is that 11?
His Midwest League leading 11th home run. Colonels are up on the Clinton Lumber Kings 2-0 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And what an impressive showing so far this year for the former Appalachian State product. And Colonels bringing that homestand to a close tonight. They're back in on the other side of the Memorial Day holiday, I believe. Let's get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update and then send you on your way this Thursday evening. We got to start with the Iowa baseball team. They waited long enough for the chance to play Maryland. They were supposed to meet last night. That game got rained out. Then they had to wait 4.5 hours today while Michigan and Indiana played the longest game in Big Ten tournament history, a 13-inning affair ultimately won by the Hoosiers. And then they got into a slugfest of their own with the Terrapins. Iowa winning 9-8 by virtue of a sacrifice fly by Matt Hogue in the 8th inning. Hawkeyes remain on the winner's side of the bracket. They advance to take on number one seed Nebraska. That game, according to the tournament bracket, scheduled for 9 a.m. Central Time tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. As we mentioned, the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action tonight, currently on top of the Clinton Lumber Kings 2-0 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It's the final game of the four-game homestand. Colonels last night put outfielder Shane Carrier on a plane for extended spring training and also placed pitcher Tyler Beardsley on the disabled list. Outfielder Hank Morrison joins the team from extended spring training. The Iowa State football program picked up an in-state commitment from West Des Moines Dowling offensive lineman Zach Ross. 24/7 Sports ranks the 6'4", 290-pound Ross as a three-star prospect. And in other Iowa State news, the Cyclones will host Tennessee in this year's Big 12 SEC Men's Basketball Challenge, January 27th, 2018. No start time has been set for that. It'll be the first ever trip for the Volunteers to Hilton Coliseum. Alex coming up on the program tomorrow. A lot of baseball talk. Jack Dom will be with us for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. And then we're going to have Dan Zimborski, the national writer for ESPN.com. when it comes to Major League Baseball, all coming your way from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Another edition of the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals between my Boston Celtics and everybody else's Cleveland Cavaliers is on the way for you next. Talk to you tomorrow from Iowa City.
When you're standing in the driveway late for work because your garage door won't go down, you don't have time for big door.